Hebrews chapter 10, and we begin to read at the first verse. And remember that the people that Paul is writing to are a people who have been suffering horrendously. They have been undergoing awful persecution, and Paul is writing to comfort them and to encourage them. These are people who have, well, we have been singing tonight, shackled by a heavy burden. The Hebrews, the Jews, the converted Jews that Paul was writing to were definitely shackled by a heavy burden, the burden of persecution. And so Paul writes to comfort them in Hebrews chapter 10. These persecuted believers, you know, there's an awful lot of persecution around today still. Just reading the other day, about 3,500 Christians have been murdered in Nigeria this year so far. 3,500 by Islamic militants, slaughtered, machetes, just butchered. And very little on the mainstream media about it. Just last Sunday, there was a wee lady who was standing, as far as I understand, she was preaching in London in a place called Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park. Have you ever heard of it? A wee Christian lady. I think she's a foreign lady. Don't think she's from these shores. But she was stabbed in the face by a Muslim extremist. A wee Christian lady. And then Boris Johnson's umbrella went the wrong way up. Did you see that picture? And the mainstream media gave more focus to that than to the wee lady who was stabbed in Hyde Park. There's persecution, folks, and the MSM, as they call them, the mainstream media, are no friend to the Christians, I can tell you that. Persecution, it's around today, and it was around 2,000 years ago, and so Paul writes to encourage the persecuted believers. We better read from Hebrews 10, verse 1, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins." Down to verse 19. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." We'll just leave it there. We have here a tremendous welcome. Tremendous welcome. I want to welcome you here tonight to the prayer meeting, but I tell you, folks, there's a welcome here in Hebrews 10, a welcome into the holiest of all, the Holy of Holies in heaven. We are welcome there tonight, and so here we have a tremendous word of welcome. I want you to notice first here, there's a place of access, the place of access. Verse 19, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. You notice it? The holiest. There's the place of access into the immediate presence of Almighty God. The holiest. The only person who was allowed to do this in ancient Israel was the high priest. And he was only allowed to do it once a year, on one day in the year, the Day of Atonement. Just one person on one day allowed into the holiest in the tabernacle or the temple. But the wonder of it all tonight, my dear friends, is that we who are saved, we as the Lord's people are able to come into the holiest of all every day of the year at any time of day or night. That's the beauty of God's salvation. That is the place of access that we have, the holiest. We can enter into that place tonight in the prayer meeting. This is a far better place than Buckingham Palace. Boy, if when folk get an invitation, I haven't got it, I'm still waiting on it. But when folk get an invitation to a garden party at Buckingham Palace, they don't have to think too long before deciding where they're going to go. Oh, Buckingham Palace! The Queen's residence. I'll meet the Queen. I'll get shaking hands the Queen. I'll get eating strawberries and cream in the garden of Buckingham Palace. I want to tell you folks, every Thursday night as we come here, Buckingham Palace doesn't even compare. The holiest. Boy, if you got an invitation to 10 Downing Street, mind you, you might have a few things to say to the boy who's there at the minute. I know I would. But he got an invitation to go to Downing Street. You'd be away, wouldn't you? Or the White House. You're invited to an evening with the President, even if it is Mr. Biden. That brings to mind a wee story about King George VI. During the Second World War, he was invited to the White House and the Queen, his wife, with him. And they went there and there was a wee chief. Chief Whitefeather, they called him. He was a believer. And the chief was part of the entertainment for King George VI. Who, by the way, used to go to a wee Brethren Gospel Hall in London before he became king. It's just an interesting wee aside. He loved to go into the wee Brethren Hall in London and go there for the Bible studies, or they called them Bible readings, but Bible study. But Chief Whitefeather, he got up and he sung the national anthem, God Save the King. And then he sang Rule Britannia. And then he had been told to sing a song of his own choice. You know what song he sung? I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than of riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. And King George VI came over to the wee chief afterward and he shook his hand. And he said, I would rather have Jesus too. I'd rather have Jesus too. He was a saved man, saved king. The White House. I want to tell you folks, the holiest is far greater than Buckingham Palace or Downing Street or the White House, the place where we are tonight. There is no place quite like it. Well, the place of access, the price of access, what about that? What about the price of access here? By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the price of access. God the Father broke the bank when he made a way for us into the holiest. The most precious thing that he could give, the blood of Jesus, the most valuable thing in the universe, Martin Luther said, I've told you before, one drop of the blood of Jesus is worth more than heaven and earth. The blood of Jesus, that's the price of access. Wouldn't it make you come to the prayer meeting when you think of the price that was paid so that we could have a
prayer meeting, folks. But sadly, there are a whole host of Christians in Ulster who shrug their shoulders at the prayer meeting. It is a disgrace in light of the price that was paid. So many able-bodied Christians who could be at the prayer meeting, but they're never at it. And then you've got so many dear saints who are battling sickness and illness and day in, day out. They're struggling with their health and they would love to be at the prayer meeting, but they simply can't be there. It's a strange one, isn't it? But oh, the price of access. It should stir us and inspire us to say, Lord, as long as I have breath, I will be in the prayer meeting. Lord, by your grace, I'm going to spend as much time as I possibly can at home or wherever I go for my quiet time. I'm going to spend as much time with you as I can, dear Lord, because of the price of access, the blood of Jesus. Place of access, price of access, proof of access, proof of access. Look at verse 21, and high priest over the house of God, and high priest over the house of God. Here's the proof, or the ID, as it were. Here's your passport into the holiest. It's the high priest. He's all you need. He's all we need tonight. Come into the holiest. Our wonderful great high priest, the Lord Jesus. And you know what he does tonight? You know what he does for us? He does something that no high priest of Israel could ever or would ever do. Bring other people in with him. Bring others in with him. But that's what Jesus does. He brings us in tonight, to the holiest. As it were, he takes our hand. It's just like the story of D.L. Moody. Moody arrived at the church, not sure where it was, but he arrived at this great church to take a service, and he got out of the car, noticed the wee boy was sitting on the steps crying. The wee boy hadn't been allowed into the church. Someone at the door had stopped him from going in. Moody just took him by the hand and just walked him in. And the elders at the door just sort of stood back. Let him walk in. The wee boy didn't know it was D.L. Moody. But of course, whenever Moody went into the pulpit, then he knew. Great preacher, the famous preacher, had taken him by the hand into the church. Well, that's what the Lord Jesus does for us tonight. And every time we enter into the Holy of Holies, it's not the earthly Holy of Holies now, folks. This is the heavenly Holy of Holies, where the blood of Jesus has been sprinkled.